Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You. This is John at the helm, and welcome to this beautiful Thursday night here in Nashville, Tennessee. We have a really good show for you tonight. We're going to talk about being single over the holidays, some things that we are dealing with emotionally, and then some things that you can do to get over that and get through a good holiday season as those approach us. Next week, we're going to talk about ways to improve your 2013 as a in your dating and relationship lives, and certainly if you're single. So to get us started tonight is Mr. Shane Henry with his song Love Anyway. Love Anyway. Enjoy. Be right back.
You're looking for the tunnel at the end of the line, waiting to feed any hand that bites you. You're nice to the mean and mean to the nice. You got it all wrong, but that's alright. Hey, hey, love anyway. Why you gotta bleed before you get cut? I got a feeling here deep down in my gut. Someone must have done every number on you to make you drive me crazy like the way you do. Hey, hey, love anyway. Hey, hey, love anyway. Any way to let you know how I feel about you. Any way to just let go and let me show you I do. Love anyway. Looking for an out before you get in. Sometimes you gotta surrender to win. Ready to miss it before you make it. Willing to buy it so you can break it. Hey, hey.
That was Shane Henry with Love Anyway, one of my favorite songs from Shane. Look him up, ShaneHenry.com. All right, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about being single during the holidays, how we're feeling about it, and then how to deal with it. Unless you've been really lucky in your life, there's been a holiday, whether it's Valentine's Day, Christmas, you know, one of the big holidays that you're supposed to be coupled up, New Year's Eve, that you've been alone. And it's totally cool. It's totally normal. But how you handle it and move on is how, you know, what separates a lot of people. So when you're alone during the holidays, especially, again, whether it's, a friend's wedding that you're going stag to, or a Valentine's Day, or Christmas, you know, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, any of the holidays that, you know, kind of require a date. It is, you know, it's hard to deal with it if you're by yourself, especially when you're around other people, like at weddings and Valentine's Day, who are all smoopy and, you know, taking selfies of themselves, eating ice cream together and all that kind of crap. So there's some emotions that go through you when you're single and during the holidays. And obviously the first and the main one is being alone. You know, your company holiday party or your family's Christmas dinner, watching TV, you know, all the Home Alone movies where, the kid, Macaulay Culkin's character is alone. it brings back a lot of it can bring a lot of negative to your life, and you don't want to be dealing with that. But you know, you have to figure out a way to get through that. But TV helps, obviously. Music helps. Hanging out with friends. We'll get to what helps you later. You seem to be extra colder, you know, in the wintertime, especially, you know, when it is winter outside and it's snowing, or the temperature is very, you know, it's cold. It's cold in Nashville today. It's 33 degrees today with, you know, and when you're alone and when you're by yourself and you're single, you feel actually colder. It is a fact. You take the body heat, you know, that someone else can give you and you don't have that, you take that away and you feel colder. Suffocating is another way. And you get suffocated, not literally, of course, but you're suffocated by the questions of family members over why you're still single, how many dates you went on this year, why they didn't work out, and what other avenues, what kind of, you know, online dating, or how are you meeting people. And that can get very suffocating after a while. You get confused. Why are your friends getting engaged? Why are other people getting in relationships and you're not? Is there something wrong with you? It seems like there's a ring special, like a buy one, get one free at the jewelry store. You don't even know some of them that even had another person in their lives that were dating anybody, and all of a sudden they're engaged. How does that work? I saw somebody on Facebook, a friend of mine, that had no idea she was even dating anybody, and she got engaged. I don't get that. But it confuses you because it makes you think there's something, you know, what's wrong with me? Desperation comes through your mind. Similar to, you know, who are you gonna kiss when the ball drops at midnight on New Year's Eve? You know, your cat, your dog, your hamster. You need to find somebody, or you want to find somebody, that you want to be with. And you don't want to have to settle, but the only guy left at the party is, or the only girl left at the party is stuffing her mouth with chips and salsa, and they just don't want to be kissing on that. You feel nostalgic. You think about, well, should I have gone home for the holidays? Or, what I wonder what my ex significant other is doing, with who. And you start to feel nostalgic about the old days and what it used to be like when you had somebody in your life. You actually feel extra alone because you're at a relative's party, for instance, and you wish you had, your wingman there, your wing person there to help you, because your relatives are all engaged in some heated talk about family politics, and you can't get into that. You simply do not want to get into that with them, and you're even more alone than you were before, even with people around. And then you feel really alone because being single on Valentine's Day, for instance, is a drag. But, you know, you can get through the one day. But when you're dealing with Christmas, New Year's Eve, you know, that week-long process, it can get a little bit tougher. You feel bothered because everybody's in town. There's tourists in town. There's so many decorations at Christmas. There's jingles. There's Christmas songs. There's, you know, and if you celebrate, you know, the Jewish holiday of, you know, Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or any other type of holiday, whatever you tend to celebrate, it gets a little overbearing and you end up getting a little bit testy. And you're getting bothered with people and everything around you. And then you become selfish. And that not necessarily a bad way, but, you know, you want to be able to tell somebody that you love them. You want to be able to give a significant gift to somebody. You want to, you know, receive a gift. You know, it's better to give than to receive. But you know what? We like receiving. It's okay. You really want to tell people how much they mean to you. And that gets selfish. And that's okay. I'm going to share with you now some ways to actually enjoy your solo status, how to enjoy being single during the holidays. Holidays are, you know, depending on where you live, they're snuggled by the fire, they're warm sweaters, they're horrific Christmas sweaters, there's lots of food, there's lots of drink, there's lots of people, there's lots of decorations, there's trees, there's presents, there's kids, there's all sorts of things going on, and you're there by yourself. or with people, unfortunately, that you don't necessarily want to be with. That happens too. So here's some ways to bask in the fun that freedom comes along, that the freedom gives you, the freedom because you are single, the freedom to do what you want to do. Don't forget that you are single and you are enjoying it when you do these items. The first one is to stockpile some really good entertainment, all right? Turn your home into what we call a bunker of fun. Great movies, books, certainly other DVDs, if you have a gaming system, some extra games for your Xbox or your PlayStation. If you like your holiday movies, I mean, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas is my favorite, both the cartoon and the movie. So watch that a lot. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, 50th year anniversary, along with the Charlie Brown Christmas. These are all, even at this adult stage of life that you still like to watch. Find what's your go-to movie or go-to thing for Christmas. Make sure you have it with you and stockpile a lot of stuff. So when you are stuck in the house alone or the apartment alone, whether it's due to you just want to be there or maybe you're snowed in, maybe you live in Wisconsin, you get 35 inches of snow and you can't go anywhere for a few days, stockpile your entertainment. Second thing is to adopt a self-improvement project. The annoying question, what will you do over the holidays that everybody from your office to your family to random people ask every time this time of year? Rather than responding with not much, you want to throw them for a little, you know what? Tell them I'm going to get certified in scuba diving or I'm going to learn to fly. I'll be learning how to analyze handwriting. Or I'm going to be running a 5K. Find a self-improvement activity that you can do over the holidays and get ready for, whether it's training or reading up on. Show the world that you have stuff on your plate and you're just not going to sit around in self-pity. Nobody likes that. The next way to treat yourself is, and I kind of like this one, smooch your way through December. I saw this one in when I was doing my research for the show. I saw this one on somebody's list, and I liked it, so I wanted to put it in there. Take full advantage of the mistletoe at any gathering where there's good-looking people, good-looking males or females, or anybody that you might want to kiss. You get in trouble for doing that when you're attached to somebody, but you know what? You're not attached, go for it. Now, guys, I'm all in favor of the mistletoe belt buckle. Well, ladies, too, for that matter, but it might get you in trouble at the office party. But if you're somewhere where there's attractive single women there, you know what? Take advantage of that mistletoe. Or if there's attractive single men there, do the same thing for you ladies. Let your holiday food obsessions rule. You know what? There's a reason why one of the top New Year's resolutions every year are I'm going to lose weight, and gym memberships go up January 1st and go back down January 20th. It's because we eat a lot. It's okay if you have a food obsession. If you like eggnog or you like peppermint flavored chocolate ice cream or stovetop stuffing, sorry for those people who don't like stovetop, any kind of stuffing, whatever type of food you're obsessed with, what's wrong with taking part in that? Make yourself happy. Why? Don't starve yourself just because it's Christmas. Who else is doing that? Pack that refrigerator with pumpkin pie or pecan pie or whatever, and just make sure that you take full advantage of that through the holidays and go get that gym membership on January 1st. Get out of town. That's always a great one. If you don't want to be in town, go somewhere warm. Go to the beach. There's nothing wrong with spending New Year's Eve in Florida. There's nothing wrong with spending New Year's Eve in Southern California or Hawaii. If you can afford it and you can get out of there, get out of there. You don't have the family obligations that a lot of people do who are in a relationship. And if you want to take a friend of yours with you, ladies, your best girlfriend or guys, a buddy, you want to do that, you know what, who's also single and alone, do it. What's wrong with that? Go have fun. Hey, head to Europe. You don't have to be here New Year's Eve if you don't have a date. There's no law that says you have to live, you know, you have to be where you are, where you live over New Year's, go and travel. Always a good thing. And if you can find somebody to go with you, like I said, by all means do it. I mean, I know people who, you know, single women friends who have paid for their other, another woman friend or somebody to go with them, because they have the ability to do that. And it's a nice gesture if you can afford it. So get out of town. The next one, I mean, this time of year is steeped in tradition. You know, in my old house, when I was growing up, we would hide an ornament shaped like a pickle. It's like a little pickle. And we would hide it somewhere in the tree. And who, you know, the kid who found it first without tearing the tree into a million pieces won the special present. And the special present wasn't always as special, but it was still fun to look for the pickle, as we called it. So start your own tradition. Okay, you don't need to start, you don't need anybody to start, you know, a great holiday habit like that. Invite some friends to go ice skating, you know, hot chocolate tasting, trimming the tree, you know, a book club, go check out, you know, cookies, make cookies and have a cookie party. Whole lot of different things that you can do over the holidays. I mean, the last time, about 2 or 3 years ago, when I did not go home to see my folks for Christmas, and I was here, Christmas Day, we all went to a family-style restaurant, a bunch of us, as we call the orphans, went to a place called Monell's here in Nashville. It serves family-style food and just puts bowls and bowls of food on your table, and you eat until you die. And it was one of the best Christmases ever, you know, not being able to be with my family. But I was here with my Nashville family, and that was a good thing. So start that tradition if you can. Paintball, another one. If the paintball places or laser tag places are open, hey, go get some exercise. Why not, right? So start your own tradition. A couple more to go. Get a gift. Get a really nice gift. A really super, super good gift for yourself. How much would you spend on a gift for, you know, a significant other if you had them? Then turn around and spend that money on something for yourself. Do you need a new TV? Do you need, you know, something that might actually be fun? You know, maybe that trip we were just talking about. Maybe a piece of jewelry. Maybe, you know, don't think of it like, well, the money I'm going to spend on the present I can put towards my car payment. No, no, no. It's the holidays. Treat yourself to a nice gift. What would you want somebody to buy you if you were with somebody over this Christmas? Go buy yourself that present instead, okay? Guilty pleasures. Revel in them. There's a lot of guilty pleasures this time of year. You know, get your Elvis Christmas album out and blast it, or whatever Christmas music you might listen to. Blast it out. Decorate your entire house with blinking lights just because you can. And if you want to get really rednecky, leave them up till July. Watch Star Wars Holiday Special that might be on TV. You know, do the 24 hours of It's a Wonderful Life or The Christmas Story that runs on TV. See how many consecutive movies you can watch, you know, in one sitting without hurting yourself, right? The Christmas Story runs, I think, all day, and It's a Wonderful Life runs all day over the holidays. So, you know, find something that you can, you know, it's a guilty pleasure, and go and take care of that for yourself, okay? Get ready for New Year's Eve over Christmas. You got a week to get ready from Christmas Eve to New Year's Eve, whether you want to try and find a date or find something to do. If you have friends who are have invited you over, then what do you need to bring over to help with the party? You don't want to end up at a party for couples where you are stuck with the host's dog at midnight. So you want to find whether, you know, other singles that are going to be there, if there's going to be other people there that are in your situation, might have a commonality with. You want to go volunteer. Get ready to volunteer at the community center or the rescue mission for homeless people or the soup kitchen, whatever you need to do or want to do to volunteer. There's always help needed. But you know what? There's no law that says you have to go out on New Year's Eve either. You can stay home. You can stay up to midnight. You can watch, you know, New Year's Rockin' Eve. You can, you know, do whatever you want to do, but just get ready for New Year's Eve, because we're going to talk about next week ways to get prepared and work toward a more successful and happy 2015. The last thing that we're going to do is one of my favorites, and that is to sing it loud. Replace Jingle Bells, the song Jingle Bells, with Single Bells. I'm not going to sing for you, don't worry, but sing Single Bells really loud. Single bells, single bells, single all the way. Okay, I sang for you. You're welcome. Yell it, sing it, carol it at the top of your lungs just to make yourself laugh. It also reminds you that you're cool enough to be single and you have a theme song that makes you even cooler. So there's nothing to worry about. If you use these tips and these tricks and some other ones that you might find, you know, might already have in your head, might find online, any number of places, every dating site out there, every relationship site, including this one, of course, has ways to cope with being single over the holidays. If you're that upset about it, look them up. But just remember one thing. Don't settle. Get what you want and enjoy it, because it is a joyous time of year. So that's all we have for tonight. I hope that was helpful. Still battling a few throat issues. My apologies. So we're gonna cut it a little short tonight. But again, we'll be back next week at 6:30 Central Time next Thursday night for our final show of 2014. We'll do a little recap of 2014 on our topics, and we'll talk about how to get ready for 2015. It's going to be a banner year for everybody. As usual, go check out itsnotmeradio.com. Like our the Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and also remember that all episodes are archived and available on iTunes Podcast as well as through itsnotmeradio.com. So I wish you a great week, a great weekend, and as always, peace out.